Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Clarity First. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you cut through the noise and find that laser focus we all crave. I'm Dylan Brooks, your friendly neighborhood guide to living a life with intention. Now, raise your hand if your brain feels like it's running a marathon on a Tuesday morning. No judgment here, friend. We live in a world that bombards us with information, demands, and endless distractions. It's enough to make even the most Zen master want to chuck their phone into a volcano. But what if I told you there's a way to find that oasis of inner peace right in the middle of this crazy whirlwind? That's right, today we're diving into mindfulness techniques, practical tools to help you cultivate a sense of calm and clarity even when the world around you feels like it's imploding. Because let's face it, finding inner peace isn't about becoming some mystical guru who floats above it all, it's about learning to navigate life's chaos with grace and resilience. So, buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will empower you to cultivate your own personal Zen zone. First up, awareness is your superpower. Ever heard the saying, you can't manage what you don't measure? Well, it applies here too. Mindfulness is all about paying attention to the present moment, your thoughts, feelings, even those pesky physical sensations like a twitchy nose or a rumbling stomach. Don't try to judge them, just acknowledge their presence. Think of it like this. You wouldn't ignore a smoke detector going off in your house, right? Mindfulness is about paying attention to the smoke signals your body and mind are sending you so you can respond with intention. Next up, practice makes perfect, or at least progress. Don't expect to become a meditation master overnight. Start small, even just 5 minutes of focused breathing a day. Seriously, it's like hitting the refresh button on your brain. There are tons of apt and guided meditations out there that can help you get started. Just find something that resonates with you and stick with it. Remember, consistency is key. Think of it like building muscle. You wouldn't expect to bench press a car after one workout, would you? Same goes for mindfulness. The more you practice, the stronger your ability to stay present becomes. Number 3, let go of that inner critic. That voice in your head constantly judging everything you do, shut it down. It's like having a grumpy roommate who never stops complaining. Mindfulness is about accepting your thoughts and feelings without judgment. You are not your thoughts, you are the observer. Imagine those thoughts as clouds passing by. Don't get caught up in them, just let them drift on by. Speaking of letting go, Number 4, embrace the power of no. Ever felt like a human yes machine? Saying yes to everything can lead to overwhelm and stress. Learning to say no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities is essential for finding inner peace. It's not selfish, it's self-care. Remember, you have the right to protect your time and energy. And finally, number 5, find joy in the little things. Life can be hectic, but taking a moment to appreciate the simple pleasures can make a world of difference. A warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, the sound of laughter, the feeling of sunshine on your skin, these small moments are often the ones that bring the most happiness. Let's talk about real-world applications, because theory is cool, but putting it into practice is where the magic happens. Picture this. You're at work, deadline looming, emails piling up, and you feel that familiar tightness in your chest. Instead of spiraling into a stress meltdown, take a deep breath, notice those physical sensations, acknowledge them without judgment, and then gently shift your focus to something else, a quiet corner, the sound of rain outside, or even just the feeling of your feet on the floor. Mindfulness isn't about escaping reality, it's about showing up for it with a calmer, more focused mind. You can handle anything life throws at you when you have that inner peace as your anchor. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate inner peace in the midst of chaos. Remember, finding that Zen zone isn't a destination, it's a journey, one mindful moment at a time. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your favorite mindfulness techniques? Share them with me on social media, let's create a community of calm and clarity together. Until next time, keep striving for that laser focus, and remember, even in the stormiest of seas, there's always an inner harbor waiting for you. Catch you on the flip side.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes.
If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.